It's great to have you with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. The other day we talked about saying it again as we continued on our series, The Sevenfold Aspects of the Blood of Jesus, and our consideration of the last aspect that we're on right now. And in that we talked about the word of our testimony and how it can help us in overcoming the enemy, as two things are mentioned in the scriptures considering overcoming Satan when it comes to bondages and powers of the enemy being in our lives. One is through the blood of Jesus, and two, by the word of their testimony. Believers were considered overcomers in Revelation chapter 12 because of those two various points. One, the blood of Jesus, and two, the word of their testimony. And so we talked about the importance of the word of testimony. Today I want to talk about Jesus as our deliverer. Not just the deliverer who saved us from sin and we first came to know him and he broke us free from the chains of bondage and gave us liberty through faith in his name, but that he is the same God today. And in our lives, we might have failures, we might have faults, we might have difficulties, and we might have grabbed hold of something along the way that has become an albatross on our back, where Satan has re-engaged us in an area of our lives that has hindered us spiritually. Well, we're not defenseless. We have a deliverer, just like when we were delivered first into this kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. And that is Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and who says we have an advocate with, amen, our Lord Jesus Christ, and that he has already defeated the enemy through the power of his shed blood and the victory of the resurrection at the cross. When we need deliverance, when we need the power of God in our lives to help us to overcome something that has taken hold of us again in our spiritual lives, or is something new that we have recognized through the light of God's word or through the work of the Holy Spirit, we need to do four personal things in order to overcome and to see the victory and to see the deliverance. One, we need to be sure that we have repented and we have recognized the fault, the sin, the condition, and we turn it over to the Lord and ask his pardon, forgiveness, and grace. And we also hopefully recognize how we grabbed hold of this thing again. Second of all, we recognize him as our true deliverer, and he alone, our Lord, able to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Third of all, we base our appeal for his pardon and mercy as our advocate based solely upon his death, burial, and resurrection, and the claim that he's already made for us at the cross, and that he's already made provision and left it aside for us when we needed forgiveness, and that through the power of Jesus overcoming the enemy, he's already given us the power to be conquerors in Christ Jesus and to see the deliverance come. And then finally, something that many believers forget, and we've talked about a bit during this series the last year, the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus, is that we have to have the act of our wills to actually believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and that he's forgiven us, and that we have forgiven others, and that we have forgiven others. You can forget about any of these conditions, seeing the power of God under appeal, even if you've repented, even if you've recognized Christ as your Lord and deliverer, and the fact of by faith taking hold of the promises of the cross and the resurrection, if you are not forgiving your brother or sister or someone in your life, and that there is an act of unforgiveness and a spirit of it within your life, because it negates the power of God's deliverance. So these four things you need to remember as conditions for appeal in the courtroom of heaven. Amen. When you personally receive his deliverance, and you have met these conditions and walked in accordance to his appeal, you see the victory and the power of God in your life. As Joel 2:32 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Matthew 16:17, in my name, they, the disciples, will cast out demons. We as believers, we have authority over the enemy. And when we take hold of the word of God and understand that place, Satan can't take root, and when he does, he is on the defensive, not us. Because we know that we have already overcome because he has overcome, Jesus Christ, and that he is the deliverer, and there's nothing too difficult for the Lord, despite the circumstances, despite how tough it might seem. And the Lord is going to give you victory over sin. You need to have faith in your Lord that despite how it looks or feels, whatever even evidence in your life has taken place that has seen destructive aspects of that bondage or sin taking hold of your life, Jesus is able to cleanse, heal, and make whole. And he can turn it around and show forth his glory, just as you saw him do so when you first came to know him. The love of God shed abroad in your heart can do marvelous things, but you've got to let him do it. Let love reign in your heart. Let it rule in your heart. And when God's love prevails in the situation, you can see the victory of Christ. He doesn't want you to be defeated. He wants you to walk strong by faith. Because nay, we are more than conquerors through Christ who first loved us. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that you and you alone are my deliverer, and that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I've met these conditions. I've considered the cost, and I thank you that you've made it for me. And by faith, I'm going through with you, and I've set it upon my heart in devotion to faithfully put it in your hands and to also forgive my brothers and sisters or whoever it is in my life who has personally hurt me. And Lord, I thank you, God, that there are no unsettled claims against me. Satan has no power over me. He has no place in me. It's settled through the blood of Jesus. Amen. I hope that you prayed that prayer with me, and I pray that this word is a benefit and a blessing to you today. We here at CGMF care for you so very much, and we want God's word to have its place in you and see the grace and the power of the Lordship of Christ reign supreme. And we want the joy of the Lord to be your strength today. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. And I know you're going to be blessed and be touched by the power of the Lord. And also, if you're a Bible student or someone wanting or considering engaging in a Bible school education, considering study for a bachelor's degree, whatever it might be, I want you to know that we have a wonderful school that we can get you a part of, and that is Focus Bible College, and you can visit there at focusbiblecollege.com, focusbiblecollege.com, and I believe that God is going to bless you. I'm on staff there, and there's some wonderful individuals who are part of the school, and we're seeing Jesus do great things. So become a part in the Word, become a part of the church. Thank you for being with us today, and we appreciate each and every one of you that are praying for us here, helping us financially or whatever you're doing. Thank you for engaging and being with us here at Covenant of Grace. God bless you today, and have a great day in Jesus.